the story of Ruth Wayne and her problems as a woman, as well as a nurse, a wife, and a mother. Today's episode in just a moment, after this message from our sponsor. Yesterday, Nettie drove Big Sister out to look at the garage at Somerville, and Ruth was quite impressed with it. Now it's late the next afternoon, and Ruth is on her way home from the office when she sees Waldo Briggs, editor of the Register, across the street. She waves to him, and he crosses over to her.
How are you, Ruth?
Oh, I'm fine, Waldo.
On your way home?
Yes, I am.
Well, if I may, I'll just walk part of the way with you.
Fine. Things going more smoothly on the paper?
Why, yes, Ruth. As a matter of fact, they are. Frank is leaving us alone a great deal more than he did, sticking to the administrative end. It's as if he's developed other interests besides the paper.
That's natural, isn't it? Especially if everything is going well.
Yes, I suppose it is. Oh, by the way, I've been seeing quite a bit of your sister-in-law lately.
Hope?
Mm-hmm. She's been around the office several times to see Frank.
As considerate as ever, aren't you, Waldo?
What do you mean?
Taking this roundabout way to tell me about Hope. But I knew that she'd been seeing Frank quite a bit lately, and it's all right.
I'm glad, Ruth. Frankly, I was just a little worried.
Well, there's nothing to worry about. It was all tied up with a business deal Frank was helping her out on. A garage over at Somerville.
Oh.
She inherited some money and bought the garage with it.
Hmm.
Nettie's going to run it.
Well, it's wonderful, Ruth. Really wonderful. I'm sure he'll make a go of it.
Well, it's a big opportunity for him. Something he's been wanting for a long time. That's why I said everything was all right. At least I hope it is.
Oh. Anything new as far as John is concerned, Ruth?
That depends on what you mean, Waldo.
Well, I don't know anything about what's happened except that he's gone to New York. I was extremely interested. Now, you know how I feel about both of you. But I felt a little strange about calling you.
Well, there's not much I could have told you. Just that he is in New York. He's been there for a little over a month now, and he'll probably be there for a while longer.
You were there too, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
How'd he seem?
Fairly well.
Well, that's good. A few times I saw him recently, he seemed to be pushing himself awfully hard. I'm sure the change will do a lot for him. When is he coming back?
To tell you the truth, Waldo, I don't really know.
The story of Big Sister will continue after this message from our sponsor. And now let's go to New York, to the rather drab apartment on Washington Square where John Wayne is sitting, not reading or even looking out of the window, but just sitting. He stiffens a little when there's a knock on the door, but makes no move to answer it. Then when it comes again...
Dr. Wayne! Oh, Dr. Wayne!
That you, Davis?
Yes, doctor.
All right, just a moment.
How are you, Doc?
Oh, pretty good. Come on in, Fred.
You sure you're not busy? That I'm not interrupting anything?
No, of course not. I just keep the door locked because, well, people have a way of dropping in when I'm not in the mood for company.
Well, that's the village for you. As a matter of fact, I was down here yesterday afternoon late.
Yesterday? I was out.
Yeah, I know. The super told me. You know, and then just as I was leaving, well, I bumped into your friend, Miss Carville. She was looking for you, too.
Diane was looking for me?
Yeah. I told her you were out, and... Did she get hold of you later?
No, I didn't get home till after 12.
Oh. Gee, she's a swell person.
You like her, huh, Fred?
Yeah, I guess I do. I don't know her very well. I only met her once at the hotel and then again down here yesterday, but... Well, that's not just that she's pretty. I mean, looks are a dime a dozen around here. There's a lot to her. An awful lot.
Yes, I suppose there is.
Oh, I know there is. Want me to get that, Doc?
Would you please, Fred?
Sure. And if it's anyone you don't want around or anything.
Hello?
Well, I'll be. This is funny.
Seeing me again?
No, no. Oh, please, come on in.
Thanks. How are you, John?
Oh, I'm well, Diane, thanks.
May I come in?
Of course. You know, I was just going to stall off anyone that he didn't want to see.
And... come on in, Diane.
Just wanted to make sure.
We were just talking about you when you knocked. That's what I meant when I said it was funny.
Really?
Yes. I was just telling Dr. Wayne how I bumped into you here yesterday, and... well, look, don't you want to sit down?
Somehow our host doesn't seem particularly anxious to have me stay. Or are you the host, Mr. Davis?
What? Well, no, I... oh, I'm awful sorry, Doc. I didn't mean to take over.
Oh, it's all right, Davis. I'm the one that's sorry. The fact is, I was just about to excuse myself, change my clothes. I've got a dinner date, you see, uptown in about half an hour.
Oh, well, in that case...
yes. There's always a reason as far as John's concerned. And it usually comes out.
Well, I guess maybe I'll go then. What are you doing about dinner, Miss Carver?
Frankly, I hadn't thought much about it.
Would you have it with me? I'd like that a lot.
Why, I guess so. Why not?
Well,
I'll call you, Diane.
Will you? I wonder. Come on, Mr. Davis.
This table here, all right?
Anyone. It doesn't matter.
You know, when I'm in a regular restaurant, I like to sit near a window. But in these outdoor cafes, I like to get as far away from the street as possible.
Agoraphobia?
Huh? What's that?
Afraid of people watching you, staring at you.
Oh, no. No, not people. Kids.
Why?
I don't know. Yes, I do. It's because... well, here, when kids stop and watch you while you're eating, it doesn't mean anything. Just curiosity. But, every time they do, they remind me of other kids.
Overseas?
Yes. If you've seen it once, you don't forget it in a hurry. And I've seen it a lot. You stop for chow, and up they come. Big eyes and big bellies full of nothing. And nothing much else. They don't say anything, just stand there. And after a while, well, we all eat too much anyway, don't we?
You really are a pretty nice person, aren't you?
Huh? What makes you say that? In just that way, I mean.
I guess because I don't know many nice people. Generally speaking, I don't like them.
Oh, stop ribbing me. You like Dr. Wayne, don't you?
Yes, in a way, that's what I meant.
I don't get you.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it.
Oh, I'm not. But, well, there's such a lot I don't get.
For instance?
Well, you, mostly.
Oh? And just yesterday you were saying that one of the things you liked about me was the fact that a man would always know exactly where he stood with me.
Well, I'm changing my mind about that. Oh, not about liking you. I got that pretty bad. I think you know that. I'd rather go out with you, be with you, than anyone I've met in a long time. But,
Please, Fred,
now let me finish. The thing is, when I am with you, you're not with me. A lot of the time, you don't even seem to know I'm here. But what I'd like to know is that because of me or someone else?
I tried to warn you off yesterday.
Yes. Yes, you did, but...
but it didn't take. All right. I'll give it to you again and give it to you so there'll be no mistake about it. I'm in love with John Wayne.
Oh, with Dr. Wayne?
Yes. Really, completely in love with him. I've been in love with him for years, but this is the first time I was sure I was going to get him. Oh, I know what you thought, that I came to New York to try and patch things up between him and Ruth. That's why you put me in touch with him, but nothing could have been further from the truth. What I hope I can do is... speed things up. Get the whole thing over with as soon as possible so they can be mine. All mine. That's why I haven't been interested in you. Nice as you are. And that's why I never will be. Now, does that clear things up for you?
Yes, I guess it does. It sure does. Thank you.
Davis sits there, a stunned, lost look on his face. A waiter comes up, bows politely, and waits for their order. Fred Davis doesn't see him. And if he did, he wouldn't care. And now, a message from our sponsor. Join us tomorrow on Big Sister. Lee Stevens speaking. Big Sister is a production of Nana Radio.